The UK government announcing that it's raised the terrorism level or threat level in Northern Ireland to severe right now. ABC News correspondent Inez de la Quintera joining me on the KRD Newsline to explain. And Inez, what is the reasoning behind this elevation of security in Northern Ireland?
Hey, good morning. Yeah, so officials in Northern Ireland have raised the terror threat from substantial to severe, and this comes just days before President Biden is set to visit. The UK's MI5 spy agency ruling that an incident is now believed to be highly likely. The UK's Secretary of State for Northern Ireland, he says the public should remain vigilant, that they should not be alarmed. But he did say that the decision to raise the threat level was made after an increase in activity related to Northern Ireland terrorism. So they're not citing exactly, you know, the full reasoning behind this, but he talked about an increase in activity related to Northern Ireland terrorism, and he cited the murder of a high-profile police officer last month. So Detective Chief Inspector John Caldwell, who was shot several times by masked men in front of his son and other children at a sports complex.
And of course, you know, the timing of this as well, obviously with President Biden announcing a trip in the near-term future, but also knowing that there's always some tension as you approach the Holy Week, especially between, you know, Northern Ireland and the the Republic of Ireland as well. So it's already kind of a time where the temperature is already a little bit more elevated than normal.
That's right. And so when it comes to the president's visit, we don't have the exact dates of Biden's visit yet. They haven't been announced, but we know he's heading over to mark the 25th anniversary of the Good Friday Agreement, also known as the Belfast Agreement, which, of course, brought an end to decades of violence to that period known as the Troubles. So we imagine that Biden will be going sometime around Good Friday. The White House, though, says they're not going to be changing their plans. They say they're aware, of course, of the threat level here being raised, but that they're not going to be changing their schedule.
Yeah, and when it comes to that, you know, kind of threat level, you know, how is that handled in the UK? Obviously, we're kind of familiar with, you know, some of the US policies, but is it very similar as far as when that things happen in the UK, or are there any kind of specific differences that we should be alert to?
So, you know, they haven't really given us a whole lot of details as to when it comes to their reasoning and when it comes to what exactly this will mean, raising the terror threat level. But you can bet that, you know, given that they're now raising it to severe from substantial, I'm sure there's going to be a lot more security in the streets, especially during President Biden's visit. It's certainly going to be something that U.S. Secret Service traveling with the president are going to be paying close attention to. And it might complicate the logistics of President Biden's trip. Again, the White House kind of downplaying it and saying they're not going to be changing their plans. But we'll see, you know, in practice what that means. And I'm sure, you know, we'll hear more from the UK government in the coming days.
Well, Inez, we appreciate that update this morning.
Thank you.